folks, we are enjoying harvest here in Sonoma County, and Sonoma County has some great wineries that have been around for a while and great new wineries. And one of those is Petroncelli, and we're going to be featuring the wines of Petroncelli today. Jim Petroncelli, one of the kindest people I've met in this industry. Another great person in this industry is Chef Shelley, who's sitting here with me. And I say that because she's a great chef. Also, she has four dishes on the table here.
Yes, Doc, I do. As requested, I've always got food for you. You bring the wine, I bring the food.
You know, we got a great thing going here. Applewood is a stop for me as often as possible. And Shelley, we've collaborated before. And it's great to have Ty in the kitchen there with the produce that's all local also.
That's right. He takes a lot of pride in his local farm and just the premium produce that he grows.
Well, Shelley, I think you need to help me because you've overdone the amount here, but I love it. I'm not going to stop until we're done.
Oh, there's no reason to stop.
Well, folks, it's been a beautiful day here in Sonoma County, and we've been traveling throughout this region and staying in the Healdsburg area, and I am up at Petroncelli Winery now. Jim is sitting here with us. He's got a smile on his face. He just opened a bottle of the Sangiovese, a new label, and this wine is going to make us hungry even if we didn't have food.
Right. Sangiovese is always a good food wine and good wine to prepare for some food coming up.
Indeed. And we could have three or four pastas with this, but it really covers the gamut as far as great Italian food. And that happens to be your heritage.
Just happens to be a heritage of pasta and polenta. This Sangiovese would go with either one of those dishes. Sangiovese is the grape of Chianti, and the fact that we have some Italian roots out here and some hillsides, so we decided to plant some Sangiovese, and we're very pleased with the results.
In the vineyard, this grape really wants to flourish and put many tons to the acre, and you almost have to cut it back, and I'm sure you do every year.
Oh, definitely. In fact, that's why we planted on our highest hillsides, which where the ground is a little less rich, but still grows very well for Sangiovese. It gets still a very good crop, but then also the hillsides bring out the depth and the flavors and the color and of the wine.
Well, this is a perfect wine for the dishes that the chef just brought to the table. And I see a gleam in his eye. He's going back. He's going to prepare yet another dish. So I think that means that we're supposed to eat these two. I'll trade off with you.
We'll eat anything the chef brings out because I know it's always good.
Well, folks, I'm lucky, and we're sitting here with Ty Tobby, and this is Applewood Restaurant and the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and we are in the Russian River area. A little rain coming down outside. It is March at its best, and this is my favorite time of the year here. Not as many people, and you can get some of the best rooms and get into the tasting rooms. Ty, we have some great wines on the table. We have three or four that go perfect with this. I haven't found one that doesn't go perfect with this dish. What do we have?
Well, that is great. Here we have the Monterey Bay calamari, and that's served with a risotto of heirloom tomato, anchovy, capers, and garden herbs. Now, how we put this dish together is I use a carnaroli rice. It's an Italian rice, very good for risotto. We cook that off with tomatoes that we canned in the end of the summer. We add in some anchovy, capers, fresh herbs, a number of other things, and then it is finished with a lightly grilled Monterey Bay calamari. How we serve this dish is make a nage out of some herbs from the garden, mostly.
A nage
is basically a seasoned broth, well seasoned. How we make this one is it's actually emulsified in one of our blenders, and it's made mostly with parsley, some blanched shallot, a number of other ingredients. It has a very bright green color, as you can see. That goes down in our bowl. We put the risotto right in the middle, and then it's just topped with a little bit of fresh herbs and Meyer lemon from the garden.
This is beautiful, and I think we might need to repeat this dish just because we have so many beautiful wines to go with this. But we'll move on now, Ty, and move to our next course, and we'll hear about a couple more great wines from the Russian River area. Well, folks, we have arrived in the Russian River area, and we're going to be staying here for the next couple of weeks, and we are at the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm very lucky to be joined by Carlos Pipa. We are at the Applewood Inn, and we're going to be checking in and relaxing here for a couple of days, and we are going to be talking to the chefs, and we have quite a few wines that we have to share with chefs, and we're going to do some great food and wine pairings. Carlos, it's great to be with you, sir. Tell us about the inn here. You've been here for 4 years. What a great spot and what a great destination for folks.
Welcome to Applewood, Doc. Applewood is a boutique wine country inn with 19 rooms, a restaurant that seats 72 people, and a small luxury spa. I bought the inn 4 years ago, as you mentioned, and I have had a ball. It's a beautiful area. And most of my guests love it.
Indeed, and I can see why. They just come, and this is a destination. You really don't need to do anything but go out and wine tasting during the day, maybe enjoy the spa. And I love this time of year, Carlos.
Tonight you will stay in Michelangelo. It's one of the Tuscan suites. It has a Tempur-Pedic king-size bed, a fireplace, a fire pit, and a balcony. So it's really a plush room with a jacuzzi tub for two. So it's also a romantic room.
Well, that's beautiful, and we will enjoy the inn here. And the surrounding area is so great. There's a lot of small wineries, and really the Sonoma Coast has come to the forefront all around the world now, and people are really raving about the Pinot Noirs and the Chardonnays.
There are 19 rooms. There are 9 rooms in the original house, which is a Sonoma landmark. It was built in 1922 in the Mission Revival style. The former owners of Applewood expanded the property with 3 additional buildings. In 1999, we added the Piccola Casa to resemble the old villa. And then in 1999, they added what we call now Casa di Campo, where the spa and your room for tonight is located, and also the restaurant.
Folks, if this doesn't intrigue you, then look on their website.
The majority of our guests, which are couples, do a side-by-side massage, and we offer a headstone and the deep tissue or a Swedish massage. And it has been one of the most successful additions because it is the thing that you have to do when you are in a romantic trip to Applewood.
So we are now going to enjoy and introduce you to a few of the local winemakers, and then we will introduce you to the great chefs here at the Applewood Restaurant. Carlos, thank you very much for joining us here. We'll meet up with you later for a couple glasses of wine. Cheers.
Terrific, Doug. I'm looking forward to those glasses of wine.